For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Falmas. The Lynx will try and remain perfect at home tonight when they host the Las Vegas Aces. Minnesota's 13-0 at Target Center, including beating the Aces there last month. But that first matchup was without Asia Wilson, and this time they're going to have to deal with her. That's a whole different monster, says Cheryl Reeve.
Probably similar to how much different do we look when Fee's not in the lineup, right? Like, certain parts of your playbook are less effective. But I think with her in the lineup, there's just a, you know, a player who's, you know, very capable of getting 30 on you. And so that creates maybe a scenario we didn't have to guard the first time around. That being said, they were really hard. They were playing four guards at that time, right? And so that was unique, so a little over a month ago. But they look different. Even the trade for Melissa Smith has made them different.
Tip is at 6:30 tonight. In Blaine, the 3M Open is going on at TPC Twin Cities. Today, it's round two. Round one was yesterday, and Ricky Fowler went 6-under. He says the course conditions set up for the low scores.
Yeah, it'll start to dry a little bit, but, I mean, the golf course is really soft. Greens started our back nine. They're getting a little beat up because of how soft they are. I'm sure they'll get maybe a little bumpy this afternoon with as much traffic as there is. But, yeah, I think forecast and everything looks pretty good, so hopefully it can continue to dry out. But I think today or this afternoon and still tomorrow, it's going to be fairly soft.
The Vikings are in day three of training camp. Kevin O'Connell says they're burning daylight.
Still being cognizant of being smart about the sports science, that's great, but we got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time, and put a lot of pressure on this time sometimes by handling the off-season program the way we do, a bunch of above-the-neck work, a bunch of guys really learning what to do, how to do it. So now when we get to this time, there's not a lot of grace and margin of error of making multiple mistakes twice.
As for the Twins, they're home tonight against the Nationals. It's a 7:10 first pitch. Kevin Falmas, MNN Sports.